Listen and Live Audio presents The River at Green Knowe by L.M. Boston. Read by Simon Vance. Three children arrive at Green Knowe.
"When do the children come?"
asked Dr. Maud Biggin, without looking up, as she licked her thumb and flicked over the pages of one of the many books open before her. The room was full of tables, collected from all over the house, and every table was piled with books, supplies, photographs, and boxes, which spread and spilled over onto the floor. Dr. Maud was a short-sighted woman who never straightened her back, but moved about at the right height for consulting other books wherever she had laid them. When not reading, her attention was on the ground, as if expecting that something very interesting there might catch her eye. She had spent much of her life digging up old cities and graves in deserts and shaly hillsides, and had got into the habit of searching the ground for fragments. She could not bear a vacuum cleaner because it left her nothing to look at. Her shambling way of walking made her look rather like a monkey, and if a chimpanzee were let loose in a shop to choose its own clothes, it would choose much the same as she was wearing. When she needed more books, she brought out a little motorcycle with a large basket on the carrier and set out for the library. And very funny she looked in her crash helmet.
"Ah, the dear children," replied her old friend, Miss Sibylla Bunn. "They arrive at tea time. I have made a 3-tiered strawberry cream sponge for them. I hope they have healthy appetites. I am looking forward to seeing them eat."
Miss Sibylla's only remaining passion in life was food. She liked a lot of people to cook for.